It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, March 2, 2018. Today is the 88th birthday of American actor and singer John Cullum, born in 1930 in Knoxville, Tennessee. He has appeared in many stage musicals and dramas, including Shenandoah. 4 decades later, he has continued to receive Tony nominations for his remarkable work. He portrayed tavern owner Holling Vincour on the quirky television drama series Northern Exposure for 6 seasons, earning an Emmy Award nomination as Best Supporting Actor. He's made multiple guest appearances on Law & Order and Law & Order Special Victims Unit as attorney and now judge Barry Murdock. He appeared as Big Mike in several episodes of The Middle, and as of December 2017, he is appearing in a continuing role as Senator Beau Carpenter on the CBS series Madam Secretary. He made his Broadway debut in Camelot in 1960. In 1965, he was called in to replace Louis Jordan during the Boston tryout for the musical On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. That was his first starring role on Broadway, netting him a Theatre World Award and his first Tony nomination. He portrayed Edward Rutledge of South Carolina in the Broadway musical 1776, providing a dramatic highlight with his stellar performance of Molasses to Rum, a musical tirade against the hypocrisy of some Northerners over the slave trade. Cullum was the third Rutledge on Broadway and played the role the longest, repeating it for the 1972 film. Recent appearances include the title role of William Shakespeare's seldom-performed Cymbeline at Lincoln Center in 2007 and August Osage County. More recently, he has appeared in The Scottsboro Boys, a musical about the notorious miscarriage of justice in the American South in the 1930s. Cullum was inducted into the Theater Hall of Fame in 2007. At age 88, he shows few signs of slowing down. And now, in honor of his birthday, let's enjoy a few moments from his magnificent rendition of On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 2, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year. And